Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Thank God. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. For just a little while this morning, amen, be ye steadfast. Amen. When Brother Joe looks at a world, amen, and the world that we're living in, and not only when I look at it as a whole, amen, something that strikes me, amen, and that startles me very much is how unsteadfast the church is. Come on, I'm going to say that again. How unsteadfast, or if you will, let me just look at, in the Thompson chain, a Bible, if you look at, there's a topical chain that is in that Bible, and most topics are the types and the antitypes. Amen. Or the word, the subject, and the opposite of that. So, in the Thompson chain, there's steadfastness and instability. Amen. How unstable, amen, the modern day church is. Amen. What do you mean by that, Brother Joe? Just take a look. Amen. The church is evolving. Understand something with Brother Joe. The church is not, the only evolving the church is supposed to do is toward Christ. Hello? I'm going to say that again. The only evolving that the church is supposed to do is to become more godly. Amen. But Brother Joe hates to tell you this, but a great deal of the professing church is becoming more ungodly. Amen. The evolvement is away from God. Amen. God wants us to be steadfast. Amen. Unmovable. I can tell you, God has not given us a word of God, His word that is a word that is changing, but the word of God, the word in the Bible itself that describes the word of God is word immutable. Amen. Immutable. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Unchangeable. Unchanging. Amen. We have folks every day trying to find some new scroll or trying to look something else up so that they can find a way to make another change in the Word of God. Amen. And by the way, let Brother Joe just go ahead and tell you most of those changes are not, amen, for the better, but for the worse. Amen. Most modern, amen, translations, if you want to call them that, most of them are not translations. Brother Joe hates to break the news to you. Most of them are interpretations. Amen. In the NIV, they use the term transliteration. Amen. That's simply a fancy word that says it's their interpretation of what the Bible should say. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I don't want somebody's interpretation. I want the Word of a living God. Amen. I want the pure vanilla. Amen. Because you see, amen, God's going to judge me by that Word of God. Amen. If you want a road map, do you want the one that somebody's saying, I don't really think it's this way, but I think you ought to drive like this? Amen. No, I want the one that shows me the way to get where I'm going. Hello? I don't want it tampered with. I want no deviations in it. I don't want no divisiveness in it. I want one that just says, this is the way. Amen. Walk ye in it. Amen. That's what I'm after. Amen. So, steadfastness. Amen. If you want to grow in God, amen. Ask God. Amen. We're going to have to be steadfast. Amen. If we want to advance in God, amen, we're going to have to be steadfast. You know why? Amen. So many Christians' lives start out in to look like they're going to go somewhere and never wind up there. But why? Brother Joe, because they didn't remain steadfast. Amen. Somewhere along the way, they dawdled here and there. They turned back. They slowed down. Amen. They changed their mind back and forth. Amen. And so what happens? Amen. They never arrive at the place where they could have been if they had just remained steadfast. Amen. The race is not to the swift, but it is to the steadfast. I'm going to say that again. The race is not to the swift. Amen. We've been all told that little story about the tortoise and the hare. Amen. One thing about that old turtle. He wasn't fast, but he's steadfast. Amen. He just plods on. Amen. Give me somebody, amen, that's steadfast. Amen. That are going to be the same. Amen. Yesterday and today. Amen. They're going to love God. Amen. Tomorrow the storms may come, the winds may blow, but they're still going to love God. Amen. They're still going to plow on. Amen. Come on. We live in a church world that goes by their feelings a whole lot rather than by what God said. Amen. Rather than by sin. Simply being in love with God. Amen. If I go by feelings, amen, I can tell you my life is going to become highly unstable. Amen. I can tell you, if I go by emotions, my life's going to be one big roller coaster. Amen. But if I'll go by Jesus, amen, my life will be a steadfast life. Amen. Don't matter which way the winds are blowing. It don't matter if it's raining or it's sunshine. Amen. My life will be a walk that is steadfast on. You know what's wrong with our nation? Amen. She's moved from her steadfastness. Amen. That's why we have a lot of the junk that we have going on. Instead of remaining steadfast in the teachings and the poundings of the nation, amen, Finn sought to find them a better way or some other deviation. And in so doing, they have corrupted, amen, what was pure and right. Amen. Come on. In the moment that we begin to allow that second voice, amen, the enemy to come and have a headway and begin to give into that thought line, we give the enemy a chance to corrupt what God's doing. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. The enemy does it. Well, he's not worried about your welfare. Amen. What he's worried about is having company in hell. Hey, you hear me? I said, that's what he's after. You know, I was always told, misery loves company. Amen. Now, believe you me, misery does love company. Amen. When a person's miserable, they want everybody they can find in the same big old misery pile that they're in. Amen. You let somebody get miserable in the church. Amen. And go to moaning and groaning. They want to find everybody they can to be in their ear and get them to go. Say, yeah, you're right, you poor thing, you. Amen. And just get right on in that puddle with them. Amen. I've had folks that said they wanted counseling. All they wanted was you to agree with them that they was right in their mud hole. Brother Joe ain't going to do that. Amen. I said, Brother Joe ain't going to do that. I heard Brother Clendenin say years ago, amen, he done most of his counseling from the pulpit. He said, I'm meaning the junkyard dog in the pulpit. Amen. What did he mean by that? He said, I'm simply going to go by the Word of God. He said, I get in the room somewhere and I might get to feeling pity and I might decide to agree with somebody in something that ain't right. Come on. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I can tell you the best counsel that you can have. If you'll get on your knees and talk to the counselor, amen, you'll get the best counsel you ever had. Amen. And when he tells you something, you can carry it to the bank. Amen. Hallelujah. So, in this passage, the Apostle Paul is showing them what has been left the church. Amen. And the promises that the church has, I'm telling you that of all the people in the world that ought to be, amen, rejoicing, that ought to be, amen, their hearts ought to be full, is them that belong to God. Amen. Come on. Of all the people that are in the world that ought to be gracious and filled with gratitude, it ought to be the church of the living God. Amen. Why? Look what He has left us. Amen. Look at the promises of God. The Apostle Paul said, I show you a mystery. Amen. Come on. He said, we shall not all sleep. In that, He's saying that some folks are going to be taken alive. Amen. In a rapture. Come on. Amen. There's going to be many that are going to sleep in Christ. Amen. But there's going to be some that are not. Amen. But He said one thing. But we shall all be changed. Amen. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. And Brother Joe believes that change involves at least two changes. Amen. Amen. First of all, in order to be eligible for that, I have to have had the first change. Amen. That means I'm have to be born again from above. Amen. If I hadn't had the first change, the second one does not apply. Come on. Amen. If I hadn't had that first change, amen, that last change is not going to be a good thing. It's going to leave me forever, amen, in the dregs of eternity. Amen. Mortal. Amen. And filled with all the vices of hell. And I'll have to stand at a great white throne judgment. Amen. While God plays back every chance I had. Amen. To be born again and to be changed. Oh, hallelujah. You see, I don't rejoice as one who has no hope. I nor sorrow as one who has no hope. I rejoice as one who has the blessed hope this morning. Amen. Hey, I could have preached, amen, out of that passage, an old song that says, amen, that I've been changed. I've been newborn. Or I could have preached on that one that said, amen, Amen. I've had my change with God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm persuaded. Amen. Glory to God. I'm convinced. Amen. That I have been redeemed. Amen. By the blood. Amen. I could have sung that song that said, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of the Spirit, washed in His blood. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that old movement that Brother John, amen, General, whatever his name was, I'll get him in a minute. Amen. Onward Christian soldiers was their anthem, marching as to war. With the blood of Jesus going on before. My. Amen. Where is that church at today? Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Steadfast. Amen. The wind might have changed direction somewhere in the world. Amen. But the church, amen, is still hearing the same voice. Amen. The music might have changed down here. Amen. But the word, amen, that drum beat from heaven is still the same. Amen. Oh, come on. Men may have thought they found a better way. Amen. But the way still sits at the right hand of the throne of majesty. And He still says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Hallelujah. I can tell you the world can change. This church world can change. Amen. But I'm going to follow Jesus. Hello. Amen. And let me tell you something. When the dust settles, amen, everybody been following everything else going to wind up lost. Amen. Their eternity a mess. Amen. But today I'm that been listening to that still small voice and been following the leadership, amen, of God's Holy Ghost. Amen. Going to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I'll make you ruler over many. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. Amen. We just celebrated 200 and something years. Amen. Of a nation. Independence. Amen. And in that 200 and something years, there's been a lot of change. Come on. Brother Joe hates to tell you this, but most of us been for the worse. Amen. It would thrill me. Amen. What thrills me, what little bit of good change we get, amen, thrills my soul. Every little bit of it. Amen. Come on. We have left the reverence for God has been left in the ditch. Amen. Come on. Most people have no or little or no reverence for God whatsoever. Most of folks think that God is a figment of somebody's imagination. Amen. I want to tell you, talk about a confused person. Amen. That thinks that God does not exist. Come on with Brother Joe. I know that that a haphazard church world, amen, has been part of the process of causing that mentality. Amen. Listen, that world's got only the only God that they can, remnants of God they're going to see. They're going to see it in the church and that creation out there. Amen. If you read the book of Romans chapter 1, amen, we said by that things which are seen, we can clearly see, amen, the pattern of Him that sits in the heavens. Come on, they are clearly made manifest. Amen. What's He saying? That the creation itself sets forth the glory, divine handiwork of God, amen, shows forth that it's done by the divine Creator. Amen. Mind tell you, anybody that goes into the medical science, amen, and works in the medical science, they ought to have a divine revelation. Amen. When that old psalmist writes and says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. The more you study the intrinsicity of the human body, amen, how intrinsic and how gloriously it is made. Amen. You have to understand that somebody much greater than us, amen, set things in motion, and from the clay and from the ground, amen, He made a being. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. I can believe that a lot better, amen, than some little simple-celled amoeba, amen, in a mud hole somewhere that turns into a complex being, amen, and turns into everything we see today. I'm telling you, that's not even faith. That's total insanity. Amen. But I tell you what faith is. Amen. I believe. Amen. In a man. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. I like that song that he sung. I believe. I believe in a place called Calvary. And I believe. Amen. In an old rugged cross. And I believe in a man. His name is Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And I believe that one day, come on with Brother Joe, He's going to come again. And He's going to gather His elect. Amen. Until then, amen, I'm going to be steadfast by the help and the grace of God. Until then, with joy, I'm going to carry on until the day my eyes can put on that city and I can see it real clear. Hallelujah. Amen. Stable. If we don't remain stable, how you ever get anywhere? The Bible is replete, amen, with rebukes of instability. Amen. Ephraim, he said, is like, amen, he's in one place he said he's like a dove, a confused dove, flying in circles. Amen. You know, if you fly in circles, you never get nowhere. Round and around. Ephraim, he said, being armed with bows in the day of battle, turned back and limited the Holy One of Israel. Amen. Being unstable limits God. Amen. You understand something? If you're going to move on and have revival, you're going to have to be steadfast. Hey, come on with Brother Joe. Ain't nobody that has ever sought God. Amen. Let's just see what James has to say. Amen. If any man like faith, let him ask of God that He giveth liberally and upbraid him not. But he said, but lest let him have wisdom, brother. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For that not that man think if he's like the waves of the sea, tossed to and fro. He said, let not that man think that he shall receive anything from God. Come on. I'm talking about stable, steadfastness. Amen. Look at our church world today. Amen. They're constantly changing, trying to tell us that God somehow or another now has embracing every vestige of, amen, strange that you can come up with, that God somehow has embraced that. Somewhere along the line, somebody's terribly confused. Come on with me. Brother Joe ain't being mean. I'm being hateful. You know what people that go along with that are doing? They are furthering the cause of folks headed to hell. Come on. When you meet somebody going the wrong way and you know they're going the wrong way and you just agree with them, pat them on the back, you know what you're doing? You're helping them along their way to a destruction. Amen. Come on. God hates liars. God had no part with liars. Amen. You go along with somebody when they're going wrong, you're lying, and God ain't got no part with it. Well, Brother Joe, you may have to go to jail. That'll be all right. Amen. God knows how to deal with jail. And if God don't want you in jail, they ain't got enough folks to put you in jail. You hear me? But let me just, while I'm right there, amen, you know what, in the Sunday school lesson, we're not careful, we got this American brand of Christianity business all mixed up. Somehow or another thinks that Jesus is the only one that had the supper, and we shouldn't have the supper a dime worth. Amen. But I love Jesus. Amen. And one day He's going to carry me to heaven. Amen. But I read in my Bible that He said, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me. Amen. Somewhere along the line. Amen. I can tell you somebody's missed out. Amen. I can tell you the servant is not greater than his master. Steadfast. Brother Watchman Nee or Neil T. Shung, whichever. Amen. Neil T. Shung was his name. Everybody, he preferred to be called Watchman Nee. Watchman Nee spent his last 20 years in a Chinese prison. Why'd he spend it there, Brother Joe? Because in 1953, amen, when the communists took over China, amen, after World War II, amen, they said, this is the gospel that can be preached in your churches. No one under the age of 18 can set foot inside those doors. Amen. You will not preach, amen, any Pentecostal doctrine. Amen. Come on. Brother Clendenin preached in the, amen, a year or so before he died in Shenzhen, China. And he preached out of Acts chapter 2. He broke, amen, Chinese law. Amen. Preached on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Said, I've never had such a hungry people and such an anointing in all of my days to preach as I did that Sunday morning in Shenzhen, China. Amen. But they told Brother Nee, amen, this is the gospel. And Brother Nee said there's only one gospel. And it's his gospel. It doesn't belong to the Chinese government. And the only gospel that I will preach is his gospel and no other. For such, amen, he's spent his last 20 years in a Chinese prison. Amen. But I want to tell you a little secret. He's steadfast. He ain't moved. The world threatened him. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But I can tell you what. He remains steadfast unto the end. Amen. I read in his biography and wept as I read it. Amen. He was singing a song the night before they whipped Brother Nee and beat him till his ribs are broke. Amen. And his lungs are bleeding. Amen. But he can barely sing. Amen. Suddenly in the shadows next to his cell, amen, a voice says, Pastor Nee, amen, your song's troubling me. Amen. Why, son, is my song troubling you? It sounds like that you're getting ready to leave us. Amen. He said, why does that trouble you? He said, Pastor Nee, we need you. Pastor, Brother Nee said back to him, son, if that's what you believe, I've been a failure. You don't need me. You need Jesus, son. Amen. My. Even unto the end, he's steadfast. He ain't moved. He knows, amen, whose he is. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. He wrote that final letter. He wrote it to his sister. Amen. The Chinese have two names. They have a childhood name and an adult name. He signed that letter with his childhood name. He's fixing to leave this world. He knows it. Amen. But he's going to a better one. Why? He's been steadfast. He ain't moved. Amen. The world is threatened, but they can't do nothing with him. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. They put him in dens. They lived in caves. Amen. They sawed him in half and hollow logs. Amen. But the world wasn't fit for him. You hear me? Woo! I feel like preaching. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Amen. Listen. Amen. The great historian, amen, Jewish historian tells us, amen, that they put old Isaiah in that hollow log, sawed him in half. I want to tell you something, but they couldn't dim the revelation that he had. Amen. The year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Amen. That's his uncle. Amen. His reason for living could have been gone, but he went up to the house of God. That uncle's gone, but God's not. He's still there. He's still speaking. Amen. Glory to God. The power of God's still moving. Amen. The doorposts are shaking at the sound of his voice. Amen. And Isaiah gets under deep conviction and says, oh, woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And behind, I tell you, the Lord speaks. That angel goes and takes that tongue and pulls that coal off the altar and touches his lips. Says, your lips have been purged. Amen to God. And suddenly, Isaiah hears a voice that says, who shall we send? And who will go for us? And Isaiah says, here am I, Lord. Send me. Woo! Hallelujah. God says, go. For hearing they'll hear not. And seeing they'll see not. But you go anyway. Come on. I can tell you, God hasn't given us an alternative. If you don't have as big a crowd as you want, you quit and go home. God ain't never said that. Amen. He said, you preach on. Amen. I got a little down and out. Amen. It'd been a week or two or three or four, and I hadn't had somebody, amen, I thought had something happen to him while I was preaching on the street. I get to moaning and grabbing to God about it. And God said, look here, boy. Amen. I put the seed bag in your hand. You sow the seed. Don't you worry about it. Amen. I'll send the time. Amen. When it comes time to reap, I'll put the sickle in your hand. Amen. Until then, you be faithful. Don't you quit. Don't you cease. Don't you back off. You be steadfast. Amen. You see, when we go to getting unsteadfast, we give the place to the devil rather than to God. Well, the children of Israel gone into captivity. Amen. And I'm telling you, when folks go into captivity, people try to break them. These three boys, amen, their names according to their captors were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. And so they get tried right off the bat. Amen. Here they come in with that king's meat and the king's wine. Amen. They know fully well that all of those things that have been offered to them have been offered to idols. And God said, don't touch it. Amen. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not touch the king's meat or to drink the king's wine. Come on, with Brother Joe. And they talked to the king's chamber, the head of the wise men, and said, look here, you give us, 10 days. Just give us pulse and water. Amen. Cereal, a little bit of cereal, a little grain, and some water. And yet for 10 days, you examine us. And if we're not better than the rest, we'll eat the king's meat and drink the king's wine. Come on. What are you talking about, Brother Joe? Some steadfast boys. Hey, come on, some steadfast people. Amen. We may be over here in bondage, but we ain't changing. Amen. Our world may have changed, but we're not going to change. Come on, Brother. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Everything may be different around us. Amen. But we're not going to join that crowd. Amen. We're going to stay where we are. Nah. Amen. Some, amen. Look, the Word of God says some, amen, put their trust in horses and some in chariots. Amen. The Word of God said it under Hezekiah. We will trust in our God. They are fallen and we are risen up. Amen. So they remain steadfast after 10 days. Amen. Their wits are sharper. Amen. Their faith, their visage is, amen, is more pure. Their complexion is fair. Amen. More fair than their fellow men. Amen. That's not the only test that, amen, these little boys are going to have. Amen. Old Neb had him, I'm telling you, got him a dream and he got all elevated up there and he's going to rule the world and become God. Amen. And so he builds him a big old image down there in the valley. And he calls everybody, he puts everybody down there, and here he gets his musicians, and oh, they're going to have him a service. Hello? And now when you hear the sound of the harp, amen, the hackbutt and the flute and the harp and all of those, sackbutt, the flute and the harp, everybody fall on their face and worship the image. I'm sure old Neb has got a big smile on his face, and everybody, that whole valley's full of people kneeling. But he looks out there and all of a sudden there's a sore thumb in the middle of that. Three boys are standing up just as tall as they can stand. Amen. Come on. They come too late, old King did, to try to change them boys. Amen. They not near as afraid of Neb. They didn't have much reverence for Neb as they got for the one that's looking on everything. Amen. Come on. And so, I'm telling you, he said, look here, you bring them boys over here. Let me tell you something. Amen. Why ain't you bowing? Old King, we're not careful how we answer you. We don't even have to think about it. Amen. Isn't it something? Amen. I heard Brother David talk about many years ago. They made for him to go to a big conference somewhere in the world, all to discuss about drinking wine, alcoholic beverage in the sacrament. He said, drove me halfway around the world to talk about some kind of mess like that. Amen. Come on. Isn't it strange how far people will go to try to bend the rules of God and live as close to the world or in the world as far as they can? We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.